It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait a minute. It's not Get Up My Bumper traffic anymore. All right.
That hasn't been that for a while, I don't
Thanks
think.
Thanks for listening,
it?
I guess. Yeah. I miss Bill Brooks.
Everybody does. Somebody asked me the other day if Bill Brooks was going to be at the landing on Saturday. I said, no, I don't think
Depends
so.
Depends on what traffic looks like. Now it's Mr. Alan Carr, Derek, and David's dad.
That's right.
I'm sure they're thankful for him because they got to be in the NFL with their talents. You can let people know how they can be thankful.
They can be thankful for the Chiefs next week. Every day at 6:40, we're going to play a highlight of a Chiefs player we're thankful for. Then caller number 6, who knows who that Chief is based on the play, will be qualified every day during that giveaway to get a $500 grand prize at Hy-Vee. So we're going to give you a $500 gift card at Hy-Vee next week. We'll take a qualifier every day, Monday through Friday. That makes 5 qualifiers. And then on Friday, we will announce who wins that $500 gift card at Hy-Vee. It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can hear him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan on Fox Sports Radio. And it's all brought to you by The Landing in Liberty, where we're going to be on Saturday, Ben, 2-4. It's finally here. Everybody's been excited about this for years. It is the Maller meet and greet on Saturday from 2-4 at The Landing. How fired up are you to come to KC?
I'm looking forward to it. I've been counting down the days. I've been looking at my phone every day. Like, how much longer do I have before I go to experience the royal dynasty of the NFL and the dynasty of chicken fingers at The Landing. So like two great worlds combining together. I cannot wait. I'm actually going to be in town tomorrow, flying in on Friday and then the meet and greets on Saturday. And then I'm going with you to the Chiefs game on Sunday. So it's going to be an awesome weekend. I can't wait. Now, I was in Kansas City years ago, but it was during the summer and I didn't get to go to a Chiefs game. And even if I had gone to a Chiefs game, they weren't very good back then. Like, they didn't have Mahomes, they didn't have Andy Reid, so it was a whole different animal. I was like, this is the royalty of the NFL. I cannot wait to experience the Chiefs game. I was watching the game on Monday night against the Buccaneers, and I was trying to soak it all in. I told my wife, who's coming with me, I said, you got to watch this and know what you're getting into. And she was all fired up, too, and she's not a huge sports fan, but just the whole vibe, it's just going to be awesome.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, you're talking about a football team that's the royalty of the NFL. 17-0 is now starting to become a real conversation from people other than just Bob Fesco. I mean, we're starting to hear it nationally. When are you ready to jump on board the 17-0 train?
Yeah, so if they can get by Buffalo, right, that's the game everyone circle. You know, you win that game, and then it would have to be an injury or, you know, some odd set of circumstances. Because I do feel like the Chiefs, a couple of these games, they haven't played all that well, and they've still won. So, I mean, those are games usually you lose one or two of those, and they haven't lost one of those yet. And you look, and there's no obvious loss other than Buffalo. Like, that's the one. Every one of these games, maybe the Texans late in the year, maybe the Steelers because it's on Christmas, but the Chiefs will be favored in all of those games, other than maybe the Buffalo game. But yeah, I mean, the other teams, like Carolina's got no chance. The Chargers are pretty good, but they don't have much of an offense. And you already played them, and that was a low scoring game. So for me, it's not obviously Denver this weekend, but it's the Buffalo game next weekend, Week 11. That's the big one.
Do you think the NFL wants a perfect season? Like, to, you know, look inside the minds of people. Do you think they want a perfect season? And if they do, are the Chiefs the right team or the wrong team for that to happen?
Well, if you believe, Dusty, that all of this is scripted reality, then you would say it is set up perfectly for the Chiefs to go 17-0. The Super Bowl is in New Orleans next year. It's on Fox. Tom Brady will be calling the Super Bowl. Tom Brady, part of the Patriot team that went undefeated and then lost in the Super Bowl. So if you believe in this grand made-for-TV moment, not that people aren't going to watch the Super Bowl anyway, but Tom Brady's first Super Bowl, and he ends up calling the Chiefs game, and they're undefeated, and they have a chance to do something that the Patriots couldn't do. I mean, it's all worlds combining together there. It would be amazing theater. I think the Chiefs are a good story. I don't know. Obviously, you say, well, it's a big market in New York. The New York teams are terrible, right? So of what's available, yeah, this is. I think the NFL would fully embrace this because people, even though they say they don't like dynasties, it's great because either you like the Chiefs or if you're outside Kansas City, you want to see them lose every game. So it works out either way.
Are you sensing that, though? You're obviously on the national level from us, and we kind of get the feeling here locally that, like, all right, it's time for this team to lose. It's time for somebody else, from a national perspective. Are you getting that feeling? Or are people just looking at this team and going, this may be the best thing we've ever seen on the field?
Yeah, the first thought I have, it's really depends on where you are. We get a lot of calls from Boston, and the people that are Patriot fans really do not like Mahomes and the Chiefs. They're really annoyed. They're like, we couldn't even have a couple years without enjoying the good old days, the days they won all the time. So the people in like the New England states, I feel, are genuinely annoyed by the Chiefs. Outside of that, they're not an unlikable team. So it's not. There's nothing really not to like about the Chiefs. Mahomes doesn't really annoy people. Andy Reid's a lovable guy. Kelsey's a little polarizing because, that's the world we live in today. But compared to the Patriots with Gronkowski and some of Randy Moss and some of those guys, it's pretty benign. It's like there's an appreciation right now. Now, if they keep winning the Super Bowl every year, check back because, we've both been around the block. It's going to turn on the Chiefs. But for now, I don't get that sense other than in the Boston area and in New England.
So tonight's, I don't know, actually, I think the next 3 weeks, you were talking about Buffalo. As of right now, the Chiefs are a one-point favorite, according to Vegas, in that road game. I have a theory that everyone's about to be upset with the AFC because it's going to be over, right? You're going to win against Denver this week. That's going to lock up the AFC West. That'd be three wins in the division, it's over. You beat Buffalo the following week, the AFC is over, and we aren't even to week 12 yet of the NFL, and everybody has to sit back and think, is it undefeated? Is it three-peat? This game tonight, Baltimore and Cincinnati, I don't know who's supposed to win. Maybe you have the answer.
Yeah, well, as far as who's actually going to win the game outright, I would take Baltimore. I would take the points, though, if you're a gambling man, and I am, so I would take the Bengals. The Bengals can't stop anybody on defense, but the Ravens, even though last week they didn't look like this against the Broncos, their defense is not very good either, so this should be a back-and-forth game. I do like the Ravens to win. A game, though, Dusty, this weekend I would keep an eye on, the Buffalo Bills. They play the Colts on the road, and that Buffalo's looking ahead to the Chiefs next week. And they're like, that's their game. That's their Super Bowl next week. So that's a dangerous game for the Bills this weekend. If they come out flat, they could lose to Indy, and then that would really mess things up going into that game for the against the Chiefs next week. That's a game that I would keep an eye on, too, as a possible upset in the making.
Ben Maller, as we talked to him from Fox Sports Radio, of course, you can catch him overnights. But I think when you look at like this Bengals-Ravens game tonight, here's the way that I'm thinking about this one. I'm trying to eliminate people, right? Like, we know Baltimore's already getting into the playoffs. Cincinnati's like this cockroach, man. Like, they just kind of are there all the time, and you can't kill their head and cut them off, right? Like, it's like they're always there. Does a loss tonight eliminate Cincinnati?
No, that's the odd thing. I'm right there with you. I had already eliminated the Bengals when they got off to the terrible start. I said, there's no way they're going to make the playoffs. But they added that seventh team. Right now, the last team in the playoffs is the Broncos. They're 5-4, but they're going to be 5-5 at the end of this weekend, right? They're assuming something. I would hate to think the Chiefs are going to lose. So they'll win somehow. So the Broncos will be 5-5. And Indianapolis has Buffalo. If they lose that game, that's their sixth loss. Cincinnati, even by losing, they're still going to be in the middle of the race. even if they lose tonight to Baltimore, because they'll be 4-6 at the very bottom of the AFC. There's going to be a team that gets in that's probably right around 8-9 and gets in the playoffs, which is craziness.
Do you like that, though, the 8-9 team getting into the playoffs? Or is it like, all right, too much, teams under 500 don't belong in?
No, I believe you should be at least above 500. I remember when Seattle made the playoffs, and they actually won a playoff game one year. They were under 500. And it's to me, it's ridiculous. Like, you shouldn't qualify. I don't know what you do, because if you don't have enough teams that are above 500. And I read some stat that this is the most teams after 9 weeks that have six wins or more since like 1986. It's a very odd season in the NFL. You have a lot of really good teams and a lot of really terrible dog food teams. And there's not a whole lot else in the NFL this year. It's very, very bizarre.
Speaking of dog food, Dallas, your thoughts?
Oh, my God. It gets better and better. They traded a fourth-round pick for a guy that wasn't even a starter on Carolina, the worst team in the NFL by many people's analysis. I mean, it just gets better and better. Now Dak Prescott, his hamstring is like shredded barbecue chicken. And it doesn't matter because people still watch the Cowboys and Jerry Jones still makes money. But my God, it is Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong has gone wrong.
Not a better team to happen to. on the NFC side of things, real quick, while we still have you here, Ben.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Detroit. I watched Colin Cowherd's show. I'm hooked. I'm poisoned by the mind by him because it's just how I was raised on sports radio. But you know, between how you kind of deliver things, but the way he kind of delivers things. Do you think the worst possible team a team like Detroit could play would be the Kansas City Chiefs because of their high electric offense, maybe meeting a defense that's able to give up a lot of yards but not a lot of points?
Yeah, so if you had Detroit and Kansas City, that would be awesome because it would be a high-scoring game. I think Detroit would be able to score against the Chiefs. The thing about the Lions, and they have to prove – their defense, I know they've been okay the last couple of weeks, but they got absolutely smoked by some wide receivers early this year. And I look at them, I'm not sold without Aiden Hutchinson, they can navigate their way through the playoffs. But if you look at the NFC, I'm sure you, when we were talking about it right now, Dusty and Bob, you've seen the same thing. There's really only one team. It's Detroit. I don't take Washington all that seriously as a playoff team with Jaden Daniels. I don't believe that that's legit. Atlanta, I don't really buy them with Kirk Cousins. I there's so many flawed teams. Like a team like Philadelphia, I would trust them more than Washington, even though Washington has a better record. But as far as the question, Detroit, they match up well with Kansas City. I don't think it's a mismatch. I think that would be a close game. You'd have a very small point spread. Chiefs would be favored. I have an issue. I'm a Rams fan, and I don't trust Jared Goff. I know he's defied my belief in him, and I think he stinks in big games. He hasn't in Detroit. He's been a better player there. I just don't trust him. So I don't trust the Lions for their defense, and I don't trust them because of Jared Goff in a big game.
Man, I thought you'd be a golfer just like me. I'm on the golf train, baby. Let's roll this thing to the landing on Saturday, huh?
Well, I am all about the landing. I'm all there. I am. And by the way, if Andy Reid wants to show up, he's more than welcome to join us, right? Anyone you know wants to be part of that. All men and women and children are welcome, right? Well, maybe not children, but all men and women, all adults.
All adults are welcome. We invited Matt Quatrero, the Royals manager. Hopefully he shows up. We'll see if that happens. But we're looking forward to Saturday from 2 to 4 at the landing, my man.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to meeting you guys that are coming out and seeing you again, Bob and Dusty. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Recording stopped.
Oh, gosh darn it.
Matt, come on. You got to cut that off.
That's a Dusty Likens problem.
Is it? Okay.
I did it again.
You did it again, Dusty.
Spoiler alert.
Learn from your mistakes. So our guy Ben Maller, join us on Saturday. from 2 until 4, we'll be at the Landing in Liberty with the Ben Maller Chicken Tenders. You can come out, hang out with us. We'll all be there hanging out and doing whatever it is we do, watching the game. There's a good one on. Indiana's taking on Michigan at that time, so we'll have that game on, I'm sure. At the Landing, they have a television set we can all gather around and watch, and then enjoy the chicken fingers, and then enjoy the game on Sunday as well with the Chiefs and the Broncos. And Ben Maller will be at Arrowhead. I'm sure he's banging the drum, I heard.
Yeah, right. You got to let, like, somebody else that's, like, you don't let Neil Smith bang the drum.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, God, no. Not right. This game, no. You know who I would like to see bang the drum for the Bronco game? And this is going to
Jamal Charles?
No, but you're in the right wheelhouse. Tamba.
Oh, yeah.
I think Tamba could never get that win over the Broncos that they needed, right? Like, so I'd like to see him go out there and bang the drum
awesome.
For this game. He'd be good.
Do they have repeat offenders?
Yeah, because Tamba did it before. I think so.
Because Clark's done it like probably every year at least once. Because he'll do it in the playoffs.
He owns the team. Yeah.
Which I mean, I'm saying like he's a repeat offender,
right? Like if he wanted to do it every game, he probably just, I'm going to do it again. Like that looks like fun.
Just trying to think like who would it be?
Hey Clark, can I bang the drum? I'd love to. Yeah. They had Mitch do it one time.
Because he had to like run back to the studio.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I think it was last year. He was like talking to us about it on the show. He'll join us tomorrow.
Right.
I think it was this season.
Yeah.
It was either last year or the year before.
Well, okay. Yeah, it was last season, I believe, because he was like, yeah, I got to bang the drum, then I got to run back down, and I got to go do this. I'm like, okay. Because remember, Kling was saying he had to do like some play-by-play for a little bit
getting
or like set up the
game. But Mitch made it back, so So I think he's done it one time. Maybe I don't know, who is the perfect drum banger for the Broncos game? I just think Tamba fits for me. He was part of that era, like DJ, like you were on some good teams, but never were able to get over that hump, And so for whatever reason, I just feel like bring back Frank Clark and let him bang the drum.
Dante Hall?
Dante would be a good one.
Marcus Allen needs to. What's Marcus Allen doing?
Last I heard, and somebody can correct me on this, I'm sure I'll get a text, but the last I heard, he was living in a suburb in Illinois outside of St. Louis.
Marcus Allen?
That's the last I've heard. I don't know for sure, but that's the last I heard on Marcus.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything about him in a long time.
You really haven't. He stayed out of the limelight.
Someone asked a pretty good question on the text line since we have a little bit of time before we go to break, and it says, guys, question. Who would you rather have for the playoffs with Mahomes? Rashee Rice and Isaiah Pacheco, DeAndre Hopkins, or Kareem Hunt?
Say that again.
Who would you rather have for the playoffs with Patrick Mahomes? Rashee Rice and Isaiah Pacheco combo.
Those two together.
Uh-huh. Or D-Hop and Hunt. I responded and said, give me the vets.
All four of them. No, I'll take...
Not going to have Rice no matter what.
Yeah,
but you could have three of the four.
Yeah, you could. And you probably will.
Yeah,
It's wonderful because it's like it's making me think. I like to think. I like to figure things out. I'm kind of with you on the vets. Right?
I mean, I like Rashee Rice. I think he's great. I think he's got the most potential out of any wide receiver on the team for obvious reasons. But man, like to see D-Hop and Kareem Hunt actually get a chance to have a playoff run for the first time in their career. I would love to see how hungry those veterans get.
Because that's a good point, Dusty. The hunger of Kareem Hunt.
And Hopkins. Hopkins' last playoff game was against the Chiefs where they were up 24-0.
Yeah, don't you think, though, and I'm asking because I don't know, but I would think Kareem Hunt probably has a little bit more hunger than anybody else on this organization's roster right now.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right? Right? Oh, like, yeah. Like, yeah. There's no who has the most hunger? It's Kareem. It's got to because he's trying to prove himself and make up for the you know, the lost time, if you will, here in Kansas City and whatnot. So,
well, it all goes back to the DUI video where he's like, I could have been a champion. And he's in the back seat, like, weeping. That's why you see all of this happen for Kareem Hunt. He's, like, super hungry.
Right.
I think it's a good question. A
Marcus
question.
Allen's living in Atlanta now, I'm told.
Suburb out of St. Louis.
Well, he was for a while. No, but he was for a while. People are like, you know, he's living, like, he was dating somebody over there, and then now he, I guess, like, guys move around a lot. I don't know.
Apparently.
Rice and Pacheco give you more explosion, so it's kind of lean there. More explosion. I mean, Rice led the league in yak. I mean, Pacheco can break off big runs. Kareem can't.
I mean, to be fair,
Pacheco can't walk right now.
This is also incredibly awkward to say out loud, but Rashee Rice and Isaiah Pacheco have way more experience in the playoffs than Kareem Hunt DeAndre Hopkins.
That's weird.
And more That's decorated. Crazy.
And more what?
And more decorated.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Kareem, what, has one game in the playoffs with the bank, the whatever that team is in Cleveland?
I don't
Cleveland?
Think so.
Was he, was on, he was on the team last year, right?
Yeah.
So okay, he has one game. Yeah.
Who'd they play last year in the playoffs?
Couldn't Texans.
Play. Texans. That's right.
They got boat raced. Yeah. I don't even know if he played.
I don't remember that game. Was I drunk?
Well, it was a weekend.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Rice or Pacheco, in the first half, and then I've seen them do it. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, but I've seen, look, DeAndre Hopkins is 13,000 yards for his career or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, like, I'm excited. I think both of those guys, DeAndre Hopkins and Kareem Hunt, those guys have so much to prove to the football world, to themselves, to their legacies by playing well in the postseason. So right. I'm going to go with the veteran guys.
And I'm not saying somebody from
that. There's a wrong answer.
Someone says it's not D-Hop's fault he doesn't have playoff experience. I know it's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he doesn't have it,
right?
Because he's played the Chiefs in the playoffs,
right?
That was the last time, and you could say it's his fault because he decided.
Everybody have to get so into the weeds with everything. I mean, because
he did go to Arizona for the contract,
right?
I guess actually, no, he
was traded.
So yeah, not his fault.
Yeah, like,
but he did sign with Tennessee. He did sign with Tennessee.
He did, but they offered him the bag. And at that time when he signed in Tennessee, weren't they kind of still legit? Mm-hmm. Like, it was still Vrabel.
Yeah, it was still Vrabel. It was still Tannehill.
Yeah, still Tannehill, right? Levi's hadn't shown up yet or, you know, whatever. But
I'll
be honest with you, man. Like, why do people get so mad when people take the bag?
I don't.
Did you see Paul George last night? I'm sure you're an NBA fan. Mm-hmm. You saw this app. Like, he went back to the Clippers last night, right?
Yep.
And they booed him. Mm-hmm. Okay, they booed him.
Playoff P, baby.
And he said after the game, he goes, I don't understand why the fans are booing me. I got a max contract in Philadelphia. The Clippers wouldn't give me what I wanted. They like doubled my salary and guaranteed me a no trade clause. So I signed with them. And then people get mad at that kind of stuff. Like, I've never been in that kind of like category, like where I hate on somebody for doing well. DeAndre Hopkins signed with Tennessee because they gave him the most money at the time. And it was a good deal for his pocketbook at the time. And when you work for a living, like I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, he's like, I got 24 months left and I'm retired. Mm. And I'm like, man, that's great. So he set himself up to have that opportunity to be able to do that. I never begrudge guys for taking the bag. But at the end of their careers, this is what happens. I've talked to enough athletes over the years. There are two goals. The number one goal is to get paid. And then the number two goal is to win a ring. After you get paid and you don't have a ring, you go a little bit ring chasing. And that's where DeAndre Hopkins is right now. And I don't have a problem with that. That's life.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.